This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, 24th day of July, year of the Lord, ready to rock and roll with another busy program. Senator Kevin Cramer next hour for the full hour. Today on this program, we will do something no other talk radio program in the United States of America will do. Nowhere. This is yours, folks. A United States Senator for a full hour taking any questions or comments that you have. Please don't take that for granted. Please don't just sort of, Kevin's on. It's nobody does that. It doesn't happen that way. You know, 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there, sure. But Q&A from anybody on any topic? Wow. Wow, wow, wow. So that'll happen in the next hour of the program. Take advantage of it. If you have a question or comment, get it in now. Now we will for sure get it. You can text it in, 701-367-2054. You can text it to Todd, 701-226-8503. He was everywhere yesterday. Where do you go from CashWise to the Prayer Warriors parking lot prayer time over
That's right.
at... St. Alexius?
St. Alexius, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, until we can get, you know, everybody to be able to visit everybody, and we're going to keep doing that on Thursday nights at 8, so.
Well, I applaud the fact they do it and have been doing it. It gives me great comfort that there is such a, you know, we take this for granted, no different than Senator Cramer, your U.S. Senator for an hour on the radio. We live in a really cool place. We live in a really special place.
No doubt.
And there's just, and what I say often, I describe it this way. I don't know if that's the best way to describe it or not, but I say it's salt of the earth. And I've used that term for forever. It's salt of the earth. Meaning, you know, these are people that add a little spice to life. God's
hearing. I'm probably more pepper of the earth than salt of the earth.
Freedom loving. You know, they like the Constitution. Just good folks, good folks. So we're lucky to have a lot of that around to weather crazy times in our history like we find ourselves right now, right? And here they are praying every Thursday. When did this start again? Early in the whole COVID stuff.
I think this was our 17th or 18th week doing it,
yeah.
So you can count back from there.
Pretty amazing.
The first week they did it, they were trying to just do like a public address system in the parking lot, and they realized, okay, that isn't really enough, not enough oomph, and they came to us and said, "You have any ideas?" I'm like, "Yeah." And since then, you know, over 25, close to 30 different places, all the way to get this Missoula, Montana, 761 miles away. There's a few
Incredible.
Places that are listening to it on iHeart and joining us, which is fantastic. So it's been great. Some of the places, you know, we say, you know, at the end of it to honk your horn and flash your lights. There are some places that ask not to honk the horn because, hey, you might startle a bunch of people that shouldn't be startled. So keep that in mind.
You know, we are in a time where many people, myself included, from time to time pause and go, what in the world? Like, what is going on? I mean, I think if, for instance, we wake up today with, 57 days of nonstop violence in Portland, Oregon. You hear about the continued carnage in Chicago as an example. And you go, whoa, like, what is going on? And then you see a president and a federal government say, hey, we're going to get in there and protect our, you know, do you know that they tried to barricade federal employees in a federal building and light it on fire. That happened. Okay? And this is sort of the example. So the response from the federal government is that we got to get in there and protect federal buildings. Oh, no, you don't. Don't you send your jackbooted thugs in here.
That's just it. Did you ever think you'd see a day where a mayor tells the federal government that they should not be there? Not only for them, but just for the federal buildings.
No.
I mean,
that seems mind-boggling. Here's politically, there's part of me that is compartmentalizing this and saying, I'm telling you what. There cannot be 10% of the American people, maybe 15, 20 at the most, that say, yeah, federal agents stopping 56 days of carnage and violence and destruction is a bad thing. I don't think people think like that. I think, you know, we're seeing some of them, and some of these political leaders have gone so nuts, that's what they're saying. I think, as I say, this is over here, I'm compartmentalizing, this is good for President Trump's reelection chances. Right? I mean, I think COVID is bad. And I think people just fearing for their own lives, and, you know, it's so easy to demagogue. You should have done more testing. You should have done more this. You should have, where are you? Why aren't you doing more on this? I mean, I empathize with the president because I'm, on one hand, if I were to counsel Governor Burgum, I would say, hey, you're doing a great job managing this. Nobody disputes that. But does it need to be like all we hear about from you? Right? I mean, I want to know that when we come out of this, we're going to have some things in place that we get, have a governor who's got a great business background that is working with companies, recruiting companies. I'd love them to be touring CEOs around in this. They can wear their masks and tour around and say, pick your location. Where do you want to go? We're better than anywhere else in the country for a business environment. Especially like this. And so, you balance it a little bit. Now, the president, I think, just wants it to go away and is talking about other things. Some people say he needs to talk more about it. So there's this constant balance. But I think, actually, the whole COVID thing, that's who the president is running against right now. Donald Trump is running against COVID. Okay? He's running against COVID as a political weapon. And COVID as in the actual pandemic and need for everything else. And that's a tough opponent. Way tougher than Joe Biden, who can't put two sentences together. But the more this stuff happens in Portland and in these other places, I think that's good for the president. Because this is crazy. This is absolutely crazy. You can't tell me that's a good thing. I hope it helps his political chances. But this is all a long way of saying, what you did last night, Todd, and have done for the last 20 weeks in a parking lot in downtown Bismarck and in other places that have joined the parking lot prayer effort is exactly what we need, is the only thing that ultimately has a solution for what's going to happen here. It's real.
Absolutely.
It is real, and it's necessary. And to that extent, again, I'll say maybe that's good. Maybe some people realize that's what we need to do. You know? Maybe that's what we need to do. Dave in Roulette is up first here, and others welcome at 701-258-0550. Anything on your mind today? It's an open phone Friday free-for-all. 701-258-0550. Toll-free 800-228-0550. You can also text me, 701-367-2054. Get those questions in now for Senator Kramer. Todd 2, 701-226-8503. Okay? Bottom of the hour, we're going to talk to Bill Panos. Bill is the director of the North Dakota Department of Transportation. Want to talk a little bit specifically about some of the questions that have come up, some frustrations expressed on this program related to, do I need an appointment? Do I not need an appointment? Why do I need an appointment? What is taking so long? Why is the DMV doing what it's doing? Is this COVID stuff going to continue forever? Are we going to get back to normal? Are all those questions that you've asked, and anything else you have for the director of the DOT. So that coming up, too, on the program. Right now, Dave Roulette, you're first to go on an open phone Friday. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm calling to find out why no one in authority is pushing for a natural gas-fired electrical generating power plant out in the Bakken. We're flaring off stuff that could be powering one of these things for decades.
Yeah, so in other words, another use for the flare, the gas that we're flaring.
Or wind or whatever. We've got the natural gas coming up. We're burning it off. Why not push, whether it's a state or private, and fire it with natural gas? We've got it. It's going to be there for at least 40 years through this field. Why waste it?
And I'll go. Yeah, and I honestly don't. I mean, you know, power plants are obviously pretty spendy, and you should know, by the way, there is a product out there where at the well site you generate power from the natural gas, and that provides power for the operations there, but also puts some power on the grid. That can happen now. Now, that's smaller versions of that. I take it you mean like a larger one, but we'll ask the question for you. We'll ask the question. It's a good reminder to tell you about Wednesday and what we're going to do there. I'm getting answers. Stay tuned. I'll tell you next.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive trackers with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
It's time to relax with a jug of North Dakota sweet crude liqueur. At the end of a crazy day, let those stressful thoughts just melt away with the smooth taste of an unrefined, easy-sipping drink with rich North Dakota history. Ask for it by name at your favorite local liquor store. And go to crudespirits.com to see the variety of ways to enjoy North Dakota sweet crude. North Dakota sweet crude, a great way to finish your day.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you were down or a turn of 25.
Serve USA Studios is where we're coming to you today from What's On Your Mind. Let me tell you about the specials today. How about some chicken fettuccines? That sound good? Maybe pulled pork with gravy? Those are two options you'll find at the Petroserve USA in Valley City. two sloppy joes and chips. Never go wrong there. I-29 Harwood exit for the Harwood Petroserve USA. Barbecue chicken sandwich, I-29 12th Avenue North Fargo location. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, chicken tenders today. And the lunch specials come with two sides and a bun. And there's something for everyone. Four for four deal, pizza, two cookies, and a drink, 20-ounce drink for $4. Four items, a great deal to all the Petroserve USA locations. The caramel rolls are kind of a thing for me. The Valley Dairy caramel rolls now are at Petroserve USA locations. They're so good. They run out all the time. All the time. You got to get in there early to get them because they're so good. Petroserve USA, helping America feel better. Best deal on fuel in all of North Dakota, where you pull up to the pump and find unleaded 88, too, at a Petroserve USA near you. Let's go to Rudy in Bismarck. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Hello, Rudy.
Hey, good morning. I was just wondering if you, I didn't hear the results on the poll yesterday on whether to boycott the casinos or not. That's one of my questions. Next one is, I would like you to suggest to Kevin Cramer to tell Donald Trump, and you could tell Governor Burgum, it'd be nice to hear the total deaths for a week in the country so that we could put relationship to how many are dying from COVID versus how many are dying from cancer, accidents, heart disease, diabetes. I'm sure the CDC has those statistics.
Do you know that
I think it's put it in relationship.
Yeah, I've started to look a couple of times, Rudy, and find out, for instance, okay, January to July 2019 total deaths, January to July 2020 total deaths. And, you know, it's really hard to find. I know it's out there, but that's a very good point on your part. If you're reporting COVID deaths and do it next to total deaths, it would put it into perspective a little bit. I'm not sure anybody wants perspective. I don't know that they do.
No, that's the problem. They want it skewed so that we're fearful, but if people would actually see the small percentage that we're dealing with, it would help to take the fear out of this thing.
Yeah, exactly. What was the percentages on that vote yesterday, James?
It was for the casino. The casino.
Yeah, it was just basically saying, somebody yesterday said, they called in and said, I'm not going to the casino. I'm not going anymore because what they're doing with the Dakota Access Pipeline. I'm boycotting. I will not go. That was specific to Standing Rock Sioux Tribe and Dakota Magic. No.
There we go. Looks like we got 54% say good idea, and 46 say bad idea.
Yeah, so it wasn't as overwhelming as I thought it was going to be. It started very overwhelming, but it ended the day about 50-50.
So
54 right. Saying yes, 46% saying no, and we had darn near 1,000 between the texts and the online polls. So how about that?
That is surprising with the economic damage this is going to do to our state. I'm surprised. I wonder if how many people really understand the damage that's going to be done to this state.
Very good point. We also had a winner, because you remember I was going to select one lucky winner that was sending in a comment yesterday for a Roger Maris 61 bag tag. They were really nice. Really nice. And Matt from Bismarck won that. So, way to go, Matt. All right, thanks, Rudy. Appreciate the call. Let me keep going here on the program and see who is up next. I need to tell you about Wednesday, too. I'll give you a little preview of that. But I don't want to give these callers a chance to weigh in here today on the program. Ryan in Williston, what's on your mind?
Howdy. I'm just calling in response to the guy who just called about the natural gas power plant.
Yep.
And the reason that those flares are going like that is especially during initial production, the gas coming out of the wells is so hot and so wet that it's not feasible to cool it down and dehydrate it enough to put it in a pipeline. So if you're wanting to convert that electricity, and it's an idea I've had, but I've never gotten far enough on the idea to actually put it into use, but would be to do local site like micro power plants, where each site during the initial production phase would have a a generator on site that would produce electricity and put it back into the grid.
Right. Well, that exists now, though, if I'm not mistaken, Ryan, right? I've heard of that being used before.
Yeah,
I've heard of it on-site power generation where it powers whatever's on the site, and then also the others on a smaller scale. There's a lot of logistic issues. Nobody wants to flare the gas. That's why I don't think people understand. It's a matter of the infrastructure and the gathering pipelines to be able to get it eventually to market. But you raise a good point. When you see it really flaring at the early spots after a drill, there are reasons it flared. So thanks, Ryan. Appreciate that. Elon Omar is on Art's mind in Kildeer. You poor thing, Art. How can we help you?
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I watch or I listen to some media down in Minneapolis, and I understand that it's going to be tough to unseat Ilhan in the general election. However, there's a primary on August 11th, a fellow named Antone Melton Mukes, and the X is pronounced. Anyhow, he's leading as far as money raised, $3.2 million to $2 million so far. And that's August 11th for the 5th District. The fellow who's running against her is Antone, and Melton Lemieux, and I just looked up his website, Antone for Congress, and I donate on that website.
Anything we can do. Anything we can do.
Yes, sir.
Wouldn't that be fun? That'd be one way to solve that problem.
Oh.
Great point, Arthur. Appreciate your call. It's very nice of you to call. Bob Williston, what's next on what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Todd. Good morning, morning, Scott.
Morning. Thanks for top billing.
I got a question here. Yeah, right. I got a question here. It just kind of just boggles my mind a little bit. I'm a law enforcement officer out here in Williston, North Dakota. And, you know, first off, I'm getting tired of seeing my brother Blue in these cities that are Democratic run, that are just allowing these rioters to just have their way. I'm wondering, and I'm going to call again next hour and try to speak with Senator Cramer, why are we not using these armored vehicles that have the high-pressure water cannons, number one, on a lot of these rioters? Number two, there's another system that's called, the LRAD system. I know you probably heard of it in the past. It's a towed, looks like a big microwave dish, and it produces extreme high-intensity sound that is directional. You know, focus in direction.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Bob, but both were used during the DAPL protests. Some version of that.
They should be using these in these cities.
Yeah. I don't think the local leaders in Portland, Chicago, I don't think they want them to stop. I think they want to coddle them. They want to encourage them. But I agree with your sentiment, Bob. Fix the problem. Appreciate the call, Mark.
If you are concerned about an elderly loved one who may be in need of long-term care, Northland Pace Senior Care Services could be the perfect alternative. Northland Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid-approved program that promotes independence through the coordination of all health services. That allows participants to continue living safely and with dignity at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit them online at northlandpace.com. That's northlandpace.com. It's the care you want for the people you love.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Piper's Auctioneers hosting these upcoming equipment auctions. On July 25th, Piper's will offer an exceptional antique and collectible auction near Robinson, North Dakota, with too many items to mention, featuring Russell steam engines, tractors, farm equipment, hundreds of stationary engines, flintlock pistols, swords, and so much more. Also join Piper's for these upcoming live and online equipment auctions in Bowman, Animoose, and Steele, North Dakota, Dagmar and Baker, Montana, and Ada, Minnesota. For full inventory and details on dozens of land and equipment auctions throughout the Upper Midwest, log on to Piper's.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Black Lives Matter Chicago and other activists are suing federal officials in an attempt to prevent federal agents from being deployed in Chicago by President Trump. They say those agents harass and detain protesters for no reason. BLM Chicago co-founder Ashlyn Pauley says the feds are trying to suppress their righteous anger.
We have been fighting back consistently for 2 months. For 2 months, and we will not stop.
We will not be threatened. We will not be coerced into suppressing our rage.
President Trump is threatening to veto a defense spending bill that's been passed by the U.S. Senate. He's angry about a provision in it that orders name changes for military bases named for Confederate leaders. The House passed a similar bill this week that contains the same provision. And this is USA Radio News.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get four free bonuses when you order Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program, our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
Catch that? Driving in the car there.
There we go.
With Top Dog from the Department of Transportation up next. You know, there's no detail that goes unnoticed here. Unbelievable. Kevin is off today. Dee is the maestro on the music. Todd Mitchell riding shotgun here with me. Your questions, your comments, welcome at 800-228-0550. Brought to you in part today by our friends at Pipers. Boy, are they going to have some fun tomorrow. That's right. What a collection of merchandise that they will be auctioning off as part of the Olson Farm Retirement Equipment and Antiques Auction in Robinson, North Dakota. Now, some of this is already on a pre-bid close, so they've got some of these started already. Like, here's the Elmo stationary engine. It's got a $4,600 bid. A Cushman Motorworks stationary engine, a $550 bid. A 1921 Russell steam traction engine, already a bid at $11,750. International Titan Tractor. Look at that one. $7,600. Incredible collection here. Really, mining carts. A Dodge 6 sedan. A 1918 Cadillac Liberty touring car. Whoa, is that sharp. Good condition. Four door. $15,250 for that one. Phenomenal. There's International Tractors. There's a IH-966, $2,800 for the bid on that one right now. An 89 Case IH, 7110. A 2014 Bobcat S650 skid steer. One of these days. One of these days. Bobcat loader. Anyway, check all those out at Pipers.com. You can bid right now. They also will be doing... get the bidding going right now. You can do inspection of the merchandise from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. today. So that's going to go on until 7 o'clock today. And that is at 1955 30th Avenue Southeast, Robinson, North Dakota. Okay? And all the other items be sold on-site only starting at 9 a.m. Everything else online now at Pipers.com, the Olson Farm Retirement Equipment and Antiques Auction, Robinson, North Dakota. All right, 26 before the top of the hour. From time to time, we get a lot of questions about issues. And, you know, hey, I want an answer about this. Or, you know, I never hear about, one guy called, for instance, today and said, when they report the amount of COVID deaths each day, why don't they report the total amount of deaths? So we can have that in perspective. By the way, if they reported the deaths each day of people who died only from COVID, not with COVID, the numbers would be minuscule. So there's a lot of ways to skew how you hear these numbers. Anyway, that issue for that listener was important. He called. So I asked Chris Larson, our producer, I said, let's just set aside Wednesday for questions from the audience that we might not necessarily be able to answer that day, but we will get answers for. We'll try and answer whatever we can that day. But whatever it is that you have a question on, we'll get an answer. And our next guest is doing just that for us on a topic that's come up a fair amount after COVID, and that is the DMV. Okay, what do I need an appointment? Do I not need an appointment? Before I needed an appointment, now I don't. Some things I still do need an appointment. Is it ever going to go back to normal? All those kinds of things. So we're going to start there with Bill Panos, the director of the North Dakota Department of Transportation, today on the program. Bill, how are you?
I'm well, Scott. Thanks for having me.
How's things going in your new gig?
It's good. What a great level of effort across the state from our DOT team and from the entire state team. We're working very, very hard, especially during the pandemic, to make sure that we're providing us the services that the citizens need across the state.
The DMV are three letters often associated with, you know, a groan or just hassles or whatever. I know that's not just a North Dakota thing. I hear it more probably from Minnesota folks, but is that just a product of a challenging thing when you're dealing with that many different people and titles and tabs and everything else? I mean, does DMV generally, you know, bring something of a customer service groan?
I don't think it brings necessarily a groan. We get as much accolades, I think, as we get groans. I mean, I think that it's hard to go into DMV, especially in the winter, and you have to go to get your vehicle titled or get your registration done or get a driver's license. But we're making it as easy as we can, particularly now that we are moving through this pandemic and smart restarting across the state. We are making it as easy as we can for our citizens everywhere throughout North Dakota.
One of the issues that I've detected when, you know, questions come up from time to time is that the DOT operation in Bismarck, which is a DOT operation, is generally, you know, better than average. You know, you hear good things more often than bad things about the work that is done there and the efficiency and how you're in and out. The exception seems to be at locations that are not official DOT locations, but rather contract, you know, locations. How do you ensure the same customer experience at a contract facility as you get at a state-run facility?
You know, these the contracted motor vehicle service offices or our branch offices that are out in the field were developed in the 1980s and designed to be able to provide services to rural communities and to provide services in areas of urban areas that needed more services than the state employees could provide. And in fact, it gave us a way of providing services without state employees, having contractors do it for us. They receive exactly the same training and the same procedures and programs as any other state employee that's working in a motor vehicle or driver's license service office. In fact, even more now since in the last few months and certainly since COVID, they've received more and more training, and we're working with them. I'm on a call with them actually every week now. Never had that before where we were communicating that much, that frequently. And I'm only one of maybe a half a dozen interactions that they have with our staff in any given week, just about training and just about processing and making sure that we're providing the best services that we can for our customers.
So if you were to compare Bismarck and Fargo as far as the amount of customer service complaints, concerns, whatever, however people talk to a supervisor, send a note in after, what would the tally look like between the two?
It's about the same across the state. I mean, we have a lot of positives. Folks really hear about the negatives. They focus on the negatives, but we hear a lot of positives. And when we hear a negative, we're on it. You know, we get right on to it. We talk to the individual, and we usually get it resolved that day. In fact, I don't think a day goes by that something doesn't even trickle up to my level. We have staff dedicated to take care of that person's problem, and it gets taken care of that day.
So I was at the DMV the other day in Fargo, and this is sort of what prompted this conversation because in addition to the calls that had come earlier, I called in and do I need an appointment, do I not? You don't. Okay. All right. I'm going to come in. But I'm coming in, and it's one customer per person inside, and so there's a bit of a log jam outside, and there's someone with a clipboard outside, and the person with the clipboard is like, okay, what do you need? And two individuals ahead of me had situations where they needed appointments. One of them was a tab situation, and another one was a license plate for a motorcycle. And the date that they were given was like, you know, I forget what, December or something. It was way, way out, you know, like they didn't, the person having the clipboard said, I don't have any dates right now for the thing. You're going to have to be further out, so we'll have to, you know, call you back or whatever. And it didn't work. The guy on the motorcycle is like, hey, I'm going to South Dakota. They require a plate. I know, you know, North Dakota doesn't, but South Dakota does, and you can't tell me when I can, you know, have an appointment. And the other fellow, same thing. Hey, you're going to be traveling? Like, what do I do? So why the backlog on appointments? What's going on there?
Oh, well, just think about it. We shut down for a lot of appointments at the beginning of COVID. And, in fact, right now we're working through 17, almost 18,000 driver's license renewals and 45,000 motor vehicle registrations that that had not occurred because of COVID. And we're actually clipping along at a record level pace because we're using appointments. Before COVID, about 500 a week we could process through. Today, about 5,000 a week we can process through. It's remarkable how much volume is now moving through the motor vehicle and driver's license services. We're also improving our call centers. We're improving our online experience. And so right now we're operating by appointment only. Now, can you come in and walk in? Sure. But think about it like a dentist's office or a doctor's office. Having an appointment is a good thing. You come in, you come out, it's efficient, it's quick, and you're out of there. We're ready for you. They're ready for, you know, the client is ready, and we take care of them. When you walk in, you're going to wait a while, or they're going to be asked, do you need a renewal? And it might be that your renewal doesn't have to happen right then because an executive order waives it for, you know, until August 31st or something like that. And so we are doing our best to not only manage all of the work that's coming in and doing it at a record pace, but also trying to manage these backlogs, get through COVID, and sort of have a smart restart. The last thing I wanted to mention about this, we are trying to protect our employees and protect the public. So social distancing, using a mask, having an appointment, all of these things help us to do that better.
Is this, you obviously got a big backlog, you got to get through the backlog, totally get that. Once you get there, do you, you know, what's the DMV experience in North Dakota going to look like? Is it going to be more appointments? Is it going to be different than it was pre-COVID? Give us a little sense of that.
Yeah, the appointment system has worked extremely well for us, better than we thought. And it's increased our efficiency of our staff, reduced our time customers have to spend with us. And in addition, I think you're going to see more online services, more kiosks. We've ordered about 50 interactive kiosks, so it's like an ATM machine where you could do both motor vehicle and driver's license services 24/7 at these kiosk locations. You're going to see more of that. And more tools. Our customers are actually helping us identify tools that are helpful to them and convenient to them, and we're taking all of that in. The last thing I wanted to mention about that is that you're going to see an integrated motor vehicle and driver's license service experience. So when we talk about a kiosk or we talk about online or even appointment systems and some of those contracted motor vehicle services offices, they're going to start doing driver's license as well. So you're going to be able to do both things in the same location.
Terry is on the road and has a question for Bill Panos from the North Dakota DOT. Go ahead, Terry.
Yes, I know of two instances where two customers had appointments and they were told to wait in their car until they got a call. Well, 20 minutes later, they didn't get a call, so they both walked up to the door and people with no appointment were walking straight in. And then they said that they would have to reschedule an appointment.
Do you know where that was, Terry?
It had to be last week.
Where, though?
On the Bismarck.
In Bismarck. Okay, hang on one sec. We'll give Bill a chance to answer that on the other side of the break here. Rick and Minot behind him. Others waiting to weigh in with your questions. One more segment. We'll chat with Bill Panos, Director of the North Dakota Department of DOT, as we continue after this. Don't go away.
Everybody knows two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. He's headed there. Carol, what you got planned?
We have got five tours for 2021. We do still have one tour left in 2020 on August 10th, and that is a magnificent tour, and we have room on that one, and I will be guiding it personally.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Wow. Let's help them build back, because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see, and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free, 701-237-9000, juventours.com, and he'll help you find your family with that map. Juventours and Travel, 237-9000, juventours.com. PetroServe USA has a great lunch special for you today. Home cooking, grab and go convenience. Come on in and check it out. And stock up on Pizza Corner Pizza, 2 for $11. 2 for $2 on the sparkling ice with caffeine. Salted nut rolls are 2 for $1. The giant seeds, 5 ounce bag, only $1.29. And how about the new Kit Kat birthday cake? 79 cents. And the Anacorda, 10 foot course for your iPhone, $9.49. At a PetroServe USA near you. Tell them Scott sent you to PetroServe USA.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Back on the What's On Your Mind, 11 before the top of the hour. Chat with Bill Panos, the director of the North Dakota Department of Transportation, for any questions you have. Somebody calling had a question about a particular roadway and construction. We'll get to that as well. Terry, before the break, also had a question I want to get to. And by the way, 24/7, we have the Oasis Petroleum hotline for you at 855-200-1776. That's 24/7. I mentioned earlier, not many talk radio shows today. In fact, none. Zero. Nada. We'll have a United States Senator on for an hour taking your questions. Senator Kevin Cramer's here doing that. All of our elected leaders are regularly here. Take advantage of it. Whenever something comes to mind, call the Oasis Petroleum hotline, 855-200-1776, celebrating the Be the Buffalo Spirit of North Dakotans. So Terry's question was to wait time. Said he had a couple of folks that were, you know, told to wait in your car and will call you and didn't get a call, and other people are going in. What's happening there?
So Terry, thank you for the question. I really do appreciate it. When we first started doing Smart Restart, we tried a number of different techniques. Some worked, some didn't, to be able to protect both the citizens and our employees as we were bringing them back. We've adjusted many of those things. So today, if that same person came to Bismarck, they would be coming in. They would get screened as they came in. We would make sure that they weren't sick, that they had a proper mask. They would be sitting in an area where there was 6 foot of distance between them and somebody else, and they would likely be called in. So, again, they may have experienced something early on as we started to reopen, and we're trying different things that not only our own team, but the health department and CDC teams, but also the citizens themselves had suggested to us. Some of them worked, some of them didn't. I think that was an experience from a few weeks ago.
All right, so in other words, that shouldn't happen.
Yeah, I mean, it may where we don't have enough room. One thing to keep in mind is Bismarck is rather large. Most of our contracted motor vehicle offices, most of our other offices are rather small, and we may ask people to either stand outside or space because we're trying to focus on social distancing, which is a really important part of the pandemic and the post-pandemic environment. So
Terry,
we may ask them to space.
Terry,
as they come and visit.
Thanks for the call, and sorry your friends had that experience. Another texter says, you're not answering the question about what do you need, what do you do if you need it now? You need your license or you need your registration on your vehicle because you're going to be leaving the state.
Sure. So they can call 1-800-855-633-6835. Again, that's 1-855-633-6835, or they can go online at www.dot.nd.gov, and either of those places, they can get an appointment, and in some cases get an appointment the same day. If they've got an emergency and they need to come in right away, just let the folks know either online or on that call, and we generally are accommodating those as much as possible. In fact, again, when there are issues, when we can't accommodate something, it usually gets driven up right away to the management team, and they'll respond personally back to the person and get it resolved.
Wanda in Fargo, question for Bill.
I don't know.
Wanda, do you have a question for Bill?
Oh, I'm sorry, I do. So
go ahead.
I have a son that lives in Minnesota. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Can you hear me, Scott? Okay.
Yep.
So my son lives in Minnesota for the summer, and he has a North Dakota driver's license, which is the one that you get before you're 21. So it's the long way. Now he's 26 and needs to be renewed, but he can't get it renewed because of the time waiting, and he can't get into a lot of places because he has an expired driver's license. So how does he go about doing that? He's 26 years old.
Okay, thank you for your question. I appreciate that. I think that if he could call the number that I just gave, the 1-855-633-6835, or the website www.nddot.nd.gov, if he calls the Bismarck office, just our DOT office, and asks for me, then I'll put him in touch with the right people, and we'll try and get it resolved for him in the best way possible, okay?
Thank you, Wanda. Appreciate it. Rick and Minot, quickly go ahead for Bill Panos, the DOT in North Dakota.
Hey, Bill, I went to get a motorcycle license and was able to take the written test, pass the test, and came out and was told I could only get a permit and not able to take the driving test due to COVID, yet driving tests are being given in cars where you sit with people, but you can't stand outside and watch someone drive around a motorcycle course. Can you explain?
Sure. If you can, again, we can get it resolved for you. Just contact me at that number, 855-633-6835, or just call the DOT office, the main office in Bismarck, and ask for me, and we will get somebody in contact with you that can get you that done, okay?
Appreciate the call, Rick. Texter says, is Highway 36 ever going to get repaired? It's become so narrow, shoulders are gone, steep drop off at the edge, pavement badly broken up, and the road downright dangerous. Truckers turn off at Sterling or Steel and take 36 to 83 going north, so that makes it even worse.
So I just texted out to our chief engineer what's going on with Highway 36. He has, here's his text back. We have water near the edge in two spots on 36. That may be what they're referencing. And so we are working on all of our projects around the state. We have 120 projects active, about $400 million worth of work going on right now in all corners of the state. One of the things I've asked for in this year and the next few years' work is raising roads so we get them out of the water. And in doing so, we're going to have less and less problems like this. We have a state transportation improvement plan that we work on with the federal government. They actually pay half the bill for all of our road construction around the state.
Even better. Even better right there. Unfortunately, out of time. Have you back to talk more about road construction. Keep up with the good work.
Brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markgaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family. In spirit went. What if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone, and they're very good paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.